his friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mar and Ima Marasi Sheyichyu. And we're going to be discussing the parsha of the meeting between Eliezer, Eben Avram, and Lavan Besuel Rivka, based on the Torah of Mori V'Rabbi Agon HaGadol, Dov Yitzhak Man, Zeichet Tzadik L'Vracha. It says, Vayan Besuel, Lavan Besuel, Vayomer Me Hashem Yotza Adover, Lo Nuchel Dabri Lecha Ro Tov. Lavan Besuel said that this came from out from God, we can't speak good or bad. Hine Rivka l'fanecha kach v'leich, behold, Rivka is before you, take her and go. V'atisha l'ben adonecha, she should be a wife for the son of your master, kasher diber Hashem, as Hashem spoke. V'aiter psukim, that's parakof dalet, psukim nun tun beiz, psukim nun dalet tun nun zayin, says v'yochu v'yishtu, hu v'anoshim asher imo, v'yalinu v'yakum v'boker, v'yom v'shalcheni l'adoni, they ate, they drank, he and the people that were with him. They get up in the morning, they go to sleep, they get up in the morning. He says, send me to my master. Ve'omer achi avi'ima teshe v'nari yutanu yomi mo'asar chatelech. Her brother and her mother said, let the girl sit with us for days or an asor, literally 10. And then she should go. He said, don't make me wait. God made me successful. Send me and I'll go to my master. And they said, all right, we'll call the girl, we'll call the lattice, and we'll ask what she says. So lechor, we have to understand. Al this and others. After they said in Pasuk Nun Aleph, Hine Rivka, lefanecha kach v'leik, take her, she's yours, you can go. Why the next day do they say Teshe Vanara Itanu, etc.? The next day they said, now she's going to stay with us for a while. What happened in the meantime? What happened in the interim? Nikro Lanav Anishla Spia, let's ask her. What do you mean ask her? You already agreed that she should go? What changed now? Eliezer says, Shalchuni Ladoni, it's Mashmi needs Rishus. Why do you need Rishus? He already got Rishus when they said, Kach v'lech, take her and go. So it appears as follows. It says, Lo nuchal daber lecha tovra, we can't speak bad, good or bad. So bishlem, I understand, ra, we're not going to stop you. Because me Hashem yotza dover, we can't mess. We can't do anything to prevent it. But tov, why can't they be maskim? Medrash says, brought in the Torah Shlem, and those kufpei, tov lama. Why can't they be maskim? What's wrong? Ela tov lo me'elenu ela me'Hashem yatz. It's not up to us b'chal. Even the good is from Hashem. So me'mele, you could take her because it's completely not in our hands. So according to this, it would appear that Eliezer was a shliach. We say in Gittin that there's a musug of chazr shlichus eitzel abal. That when somebody's a shliach, he has to go back to the person and say, "Asisi shlichuscha. I properly did your shlichus." So Eliezer has to go back to Avram in order to be a proper shliach. He has to be able to return to Avram and say to Avram that I was a good shliach. I did what you told me to do. And what was the shlichus of Eliezer? Not to be makabel and isha me'ashem, but to be makabel and isha mi'mishpachto mi'beis aviv, like it says in Pasuk Lamed Ches, imlo beis avi teilech vel mishpachti v'lakachti isha levni. Go to the house of my father, my family, take a wife for my son. Pasuk Mem Aleph, Yom Raylaitet, V'lakachta Yishal Levni Mimishpachti, Mepes Avi. So he's supposed to be Mekabel and Isha from the family, and it says in Pasuk Ches, V'in Lo Sove Isha Lechas Acharecha. And then you'll be free from my, it says in Oz Tinoka Me'alasi, Kitevo Mishpachti Me'alitnu, you'll be free from the oath if they decide not to give her to you. And the girl has the option, the Pasuk says. Avram says, if she doesn't want to go with you. So you see that there's a concept here in this shlichus of the girl agreeing. The girl agreeing. And therefore, the shlichus was not to get it from Hashem. The shlichus is to get it from them, that they should be maskim, but not against their will. So it's Gevaldik. They said, take Rivka. mitzad etzem azivuk, but that's not the kiyum of the shlichus. Because the shlichus is to get them to agree. They have to be maskim. No askama, that's not a kiyum of the shlichus. That's why Yitzchak was sent. That they should agree. They should be amenable. If that's the word. And if it's not, sue me, see how much you get in court. What you get is good. Now we can understand. He says, Vayomer shalchuni la'adoni. Send me to my master. Not like it says, Vatiisha the ben adonecha. And she will be a wife to the son of your master. Ben Adoni, Velo Adoni. What's going on over here? Why? Because if you're in the parish of Me Hashem Yotza Adover, which is called the Zivug is with Ben Adonecha. The son of your master, that's who the Zivug is with, that's who this match is made with. But when the Nidon is on the Kiyum HaShlichus, who's the Mishaleach? Avram. And therefore, Ve'elcha Adoni, says in the Pasuk, let me go to my master. There's an Adon, I was sent to fulfill Avram's word. And that's Talui in the Shalchuni. You send me away. And therefore I'm asking you to send me away. V'yomer alehemetet Shalchuni ve'elchal Adoni. Pasuk Nun Vav. Also, Shiluach Mem, they should send. He wants their Askama. Oh, you want our Askama? Let her stay around. Let's ask her. Because they never gave their haskam. When they said kach v'lech, they were just saying mitzad Hashem, we don't have anything to say. You want us to agree to it? Not so fast, not so fast. Teishev anara, let her stay around, b'chule. And with this we can also understand why it says in Pasuk Nun, Vayan Lovin Obisuel, but in Nun Hey it says Vayomer Achi Avima. First we have Lovin Obisuel mentioned by name. Then Achiha it says Vayter, her brother. Not Lovin, but her brother. Her brother is Lovin, but it says Achiha. Vima and her mother. Where is Bisuel? So it's well known. Chazal say, Ma'achamav is Tukim. Pseder. But what's Pshat? Achiha Vima. Not mentioning them by name, and Bisuel disappears. So we have the appearance of the Ima, and we also have the not mentioning them by name. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. Lavan speaks before Bisuel. That means that he's the Rosh Umanik Be'abayis V'amishpacha. He seems to be the one in charge over here. Like it says in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vayomer bo bruch Hashem, lama talmud bachutz, v'anochi p'nisi abayis. Umakom legmalim. Why are you standing outside? I cleaned out the house. There's room for the camels. So such a signon, such a style. That's the way the Baal HaBayis speaks, not the son of the Baal HaBayis. The only problem is with respect to the Bailus of the Nisue Ktana, the father is the Bailim. And therefore, it has to also say Bisuel. Bisuel said, listen, since me Hashem Yotza Adavar, I'm not Bailim anymore. So it says Lavan or Bisuel. Lavan is the top gun. And then his father Bisuel takes the back seat, but he's also the Bailim on his daughter, the Maisa. He's the Bailim on his daughter more than Lavan is on his sister. So Bisuel was mevat there on his bailus. May Hashem yatsa adover. So that's all when we're talking about the etzem hazivuk. But now we're not talking about the etzem hazivuk. We need the assent, the agreement of the family. So there, who's the top gun? Lavan. And therefore it says Lavan and not Bisuel, because Bisuel apparently abdicated his responsibility as being the head of the family and he gave it over to Lavan. Oh, you need Askama. So Lavan's the man. So that's where it says Achia. referring to Lavan. So, why does it say Ima? Because you need the haskam of the family. The only thing is that it says you also need the haskam of the girl. V'im lo sove aishiv, she doesn't want to come. V'im lo itnu lecha, it says. But such a little girl, it's not really shaykh that she should have a ratzon. So I'll say she was 3. So b'derech hateva, she's connected to her mother. So therefore, since here we're talking about the family, so it doesn't say love, and it says brother. Brother that the family agrees. And mother, so that she agrees. So mitzad the mishpacha, we don't even need Besuel, putting aside the Maamar Chazal that Besuel is dead. But even if you say that he's not dead, Pasuk doesn't say, so you want to learn Pshuto Shel Mikra that he's not dead, but Lavan is representing the family, that's Achia. Therefore it says Achia, not Lavan. Because now we're talking about the family agreeing. And then Ima, because that's a girl, usually is going to do what her mother wants. And therefore it says Ima, not her name. Because Alt Ima, as a mother. Now we can understand weiter. It says that they ask for that she remain Yamim Asor. So the Bereishis Rabba says Yamim is 7 Yamei Avelus and Besuel, and Asor is 12 months that you give to a Besula to prepare herself for the wedding. So the Bashmos of the Bereishis Rabba of the Medrash is that it's Mon of Shach, either this or that. Why either this or that? Because if we're going Mitzad Bailus, that Betsuel has bailus, and he said, "Me Hashem yatzah adavar," that it's from Hashem. Then that means that Betsuel is the father, and if Betsuel is the father, then you need 7 days of avelus for Betsuel, because she, the Gurariya writes in Pasuk Nun Zayin, that she was a begiores, and therefore halachically she wasn't necessarily Besuel's daughter anymore. So if she's not Besuel's daughter anymore, then there's no avelus for him. But if you're talking mitzad the bailus of Besuel, then that means that you're holding that you need Besuel to agree because he's the bailam on her. That means that he is the father, and that means she has to stay for 7 days of avelus. And if it's not mitzad the bailus of Besuel, Besuel is not considered her father, then it's like a regular zivug, and a regular zivug is 12 months for a besula. So if it's mitzad besuel, so me Hashem yatzah davar, I gotta let you go, but it's besuel says the besuel now is dead, so there needs to be shivasim avelus. And if we say no, there's no shivasim avelus because there's no bailus of besuel because she was a gioris, and she's not considered his daughter, and it's not about Besuel's bailus, so then this is a regular shidduch. You need our haskama. You need our haskama. So give her the regular 12 months, like it says in the Gemara, that she gets 12 months to prepare. So anyway, now we understand, according to this Mahalach, of why they changed their mind. Because originally it was, Me'Hashem Yatzah Dover, Ein Al Malah Daber, you gotta let her go. And then Eliezer wanted to be, the Shlichus to be, Alpi, their agreement. Because that's what Avram Avinu told him. Avram said, you have to make sure that they agree. But the girl agrees, and the family agrees, and they send her. They said, you want us to agree? Not so fast. Let her stay around. Let's ask her. Because Because first they said Ben Adonecha, because they said, all right, take her to the son of, take her to Yitzchak. The zivuk is a good zivuk. Hashem yatzah davar, and he says shalchuni laduni. No, I want to do it like Avraham Avinu says. Ah, teshevi tan wanarei tani yamim o asor, etc. Gevaldik. That's one mahalach. Another mahalach is that the way people are is that at the beginning, when they see a chiddush, they're mamish mispal, they're misragish. Ooh, this is Maisa Hashem, like every day. We see loads of neflos, right? But we're not mispal because we're used to it. When time passes, you get used to something, it's not a big deal anymore. Yom li yom yabi oim er b'lai ha-shamayim misapirin kovot keil ha-masi yodav magid erakir yom li yom yabi oim er b'lai l'chabat el sein o'rein v'in d'vrim li nishma koilam. You see in the Shemaim Koid Kel, or my Siyada Magid Arakia. So how come no one's talking about it? How come nobody's talking about the wonders of nature? Why? Because Yom Yom Yabi Omer Belai Lai Chavidos, it's happening every day, and therefore Blinish Makoilam, no, nobody hears about it. We don't talk about it. Ain't no Mervain Dvarim, there's nothing, we're used to it. It's old news. It's not fake news, it's real news, but it's old news. So at the first, they say, oh, man, Hashem, Yatzah, Dover, this is unbelievable, we can't stop you. But then already the next day, maybe just stay around. It wasn't so, they weren't, it got old on them. Teshevah Nara, you know, we're all like that, that we have this, sometimes this, these moments of Hisaurus, and then unfortunately we go back to the way it was. So that was maybe what made them change their mind. Uncle Panim, these are two possible Mahalchim in this parasha. And obviously there's tons more to say, and hopefully we will revisit this. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.